3, 2, 1, boom! Broadcasting live from the center of the universe, presenting the world's only business school without the BS, with optometrist and entrepreneur Dr. Robert Zellner and USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, Clay Clark. Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show on Talk Radio 1170.
Yes, sir. It's Ian Clay, broadcasting from the box in the 918. Hey, business school in the topic today. Check the syllabus, it's getting you paid. I'm making the business boom, it's what we do. You can do it, let us show you.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome to the conversation. It is the Thrive Time Show on your radio. And we have Dr. Z, we have a fantastic show in store today. We've got Paul Hood, Tulsa's number one CPA in every way, joining us on the next segment. We've got Charles Koloff, special guest here with Koloff Fitness. And you're back, my friend. You're back, Eric Chuck's
Dude,
here.
I have to tell you something. What? So I've been traveling afar.
Yeah.
And I really missed you guys.
Hey. Did you go to Coweta? Did you go to Bartlesville?
Catoosa.
Did you go to Catoosa?
Did you go all the way to
Bristow? Did you make it out to Bristow?
I actually left the state.
Did you see the blue whale? What?
I know. It's crazy. I
went to Clay's mind is blowing up.
I went to the airport where they have airplanes.
What?
I know.
Clay's crying right now. He's so sad.
You left us.
And I flew somewhere and had a fabulous time and you know, picked up some little nuggets. Hopefully I can share them on today's show. I'll weave them in.
You left me at research. Life. You said I'll be back in 5 minutes. And I waited there for a week and a half.
I know. I was okay.
To only now discover that you left the state.
I did leave.
I checked all the bathrooms. I thought you went into that unisex one and you had an accident. I waited there.
I was hiding the produce section for a while.
Okay.
And the only thing that was incorrect about that statement, it was longer than 5 minutes.
Okay.
You know, so I mean,
right.
A week and a half.
Right.
That's.
Right.
So I'm a few minutes off, and
okay.
you're gonna be mad at me about that.
Well,
really?
You know what we did is we made some extra decoration. We added a few more Z's. We put a hand on the man cave door.
The hand on the man cave door is impressive.
So we've added a little Chuck Norris sign up there. A lot of things have changed, but Z, one thing that remains the same is we're gonna answer the questions that the Thrivers ask us as soon as they come in to our inbox at info@thrivetimeshow.com. And we had a Thriver by the name of Zach who emailed us, and he says this question here. He says, would you be interested in doing single-day coaching? For example, someone who is starting a new business can't afford a whole month of coaching. Why not do single-day coaching based on what someone like me can afford at the moment? So, Z, can I answer that question first?
Absolutely.
Well, what you and I have done, we've been working on this for 3-4 years, and what we've discovered is that the world is in need of mentorship. And mentorship is really not a one-time event, Mr. Zach. It's not a, hey, go do this, we'll never see you again. Mentorship involves accountability, teaching you the best practice systems. And Z, you really need a team of people to help you execute these things. And so we do have our in-person two-day workshops, but could you kind of explain from your perspective why mentorship is not like a let's meet for lunch one time and then I not see you again. Why it's more of like an ongoing process. If you're really getting mentorship.
I'm gonna come at you right now. I'm just gonna throat punch you right here and I'm gonna say what you just said is not true.
Whoa. Wow.
It's tense.
Because I know for a fact that I have spent a few hours with the right guy and it's been life changing.
I would agree.
Okay. So I guess
if you had the team to execute it.
Okay, here we go. Okay, yeah, let's break this thing down.
Volley.
What I'm saying is one day one day is better than 0 days.
I agree.
Now, is one day optimum? No. You know, in other words, to it takes a whole village to raise, you know, a person, a new business. And we have what we think is the perfect village to do that, our Thrive team that we have. But to answer Zach's question on specifics on that, I mean, we do the two-day workshop, and I think people come down and get their life changed on that.
Yeah, that's I would just say this. When you attend our in-person workshop, you're going to have a massive list of things to do. And Charles Koloff, you've been to one of our in-person workshops. You've been to multiple of our in-person workshops.
Yeah.
Can you kind of explain the fire hose of knowledge that Zach or people like Zach might experience when they attend an in-person workshop?
Well, first off, for me, I've gone, I think, 3 times. And it's been awesome. Every single time, there's new nuggets that I get, and I can say, oh, yeah, I got this. Kind of like when I read the Bible, I read some stuff and I don't get it. But then all of a sudden, this like the third time I read it, I'm like, yes, I'm a knucklehead. I need to do that. And so some of these workshops I've ended up learning as far as in hiring, Google stuff, reviews, search engine optimization, things that I was not taking the full advantage of. Even though I was running a successful business, there was a whole lot of things I still had holes. And Clay and the team, we answered a lot of awesome questions. It was great. He was funny. It was a wonderful conference. And by the time you're at the end, you're wanting more and wanting to learn more. And so, I mean, it's huge. You just can't get a whole lot if you just want to get everything in one day. It's just, it's ridiculous. To implement it, it's impossible. But there's a lot of good value you can get. And even if you took one thing, it was good.
It'd be
good.
I would say there's two things I'm watching you guys do at Kolaw Fitness that, and you tell me if you think I'm overinflating the results you're getting on this.
Bench press and curls.
Yeah, obviously we taught you bench press yes. and curls. If you don't know yes, Charles Kolaw, yes. just Google search Charles Kolaw. He's 6'3". Small. So what are you, 6'4", 265? 6'4",
yeah. 6'4", 260-ish, yeah.
Yeah, so he apparently eats his protein Z. Now, so here's the thing, though. Is for you, you guys implemented the group interview.
Yeah, that process. Was huge. That was huge.
And the online reputation management, you know, making sure that when people Google search you, they find real results from real
making
people.
Making sure that we're very visible there.
And, dude, you have a line of people signing up at your fitness centers all the time now.
Well, yeah, we are. Yeah, we just opened in Topeka, Kansas, and for about the last month, we've had 4 people at the front desk signing people up. So thousands and thousands of members in the first month.
You've signed up thousands and thousands of members to your gym in the first month.
Yes.
Z.
That's incredible. And those are the kind of stories we hear
all the time
from people that are attending the workshop. So, Zach, to wrap up your answer, give us 2 days at least. Give us 2 days.
2 days.
Come to the next in-person workshop. It's going to be in April
13th right. and 14th.
13th and 14th.
And it's a 15-hours, 2-day workshop. And what's really neat is that the workshop is being sponsored by a Hood CPAs right now, which means that if you want to buy your tickets, you can get those tickets right now at thrivetimeshow.com. If you click on the conferences button, you can buy those tickets. Or Hood CPAs has made it available. If you will just subscribe to the Thrive Time Show podcast and leave us an objective review, Z, Hood CPAs is picking up the tab for the ticket. Oh, you get free tickets. All you got to do is subscribe and leave us an objective review.
Well, that means I've got to Google search. I'm going to iTunes. I've got to subscribe. I've got to push the subscribe button.
It takes like 50 seconds. Google search Thrive Time Show on iTunes.
Right.
You find it. You click the subscribe button. You leave an objective review. 50 seconds, you're getting $500 of value, plus 2 copies of the Boom Book. Hood CPA is an incredible sponsor.
It, what's so fun is you can...
It's awesome. You guys need to do it. I promise you. It's well worth it.
Yeah. And that's... It is. And you people say that all the time. And why do I know that? Because we've videotaped them and put them on the reviews.
How many?
600 video reviews right
that?
Now.
Yeah.
iTunes reviews. Between iTunes, Google, and YouTube, we have almost 1,400 reviews from people that have attended the workshop. It's kind of hard to fake a YouTube review, by the way. You see, the hologram technology is pretty good, but it's harder to fake it than you would think.
Did you get the lady from Guam to give a video testimony?
She did, yes. She's on there. Irene is her name.
She has been the running. Yeah. I love that.
She earns the little coupon for farthest.
Come on, Irene, come on.
Give it up for Guam.
Yes, we love Guam. Now, here is what we're talking about today. We're talking about what if Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn, could give you some advice. The founder of LinkedIn, what if he were here today to give you advice? Well, this is the Reid Hoffman snapshot. This man was born in 1967. See, what year were you born?
64.
Really? Okay, so he's a kind of young buck.
Yeah, he's just a kid.
A young whippersnapper.
He's
okay.
Just a kid.
At the age of 12, he took his first paid job working as an editor at the game company called Chaosium, which was based in Oakland. And when he went to school, he went to a school called the Putney School during high school. And at this school, it's kind of an interesting school where you actually have to, there's actually a live, full functioning farm on the school's campus.
That's cool.
And so they teach you, the school focuses on teaching you logic, communication, teaching you how to, it's more like practical application, how to be a productive human. It's more of a less theoretical and more about this is how life really works. And one of the things they do is they actually have a live farm at the Putney School. There's approximately 225 students that go there, and it's on a 500-acre hilltop campus that has dormitories and classrooms, and like I said, the fully functional farm. So he enrolls to Stanford University in 1986. So 1986, he enrolls in Stanford. He graduates in 1990. He's kind of a smart guy. And so he decides to go ahead and earn a degree in philosophy from the Wolfson College. And he later went on to basically spend a lot of time at school, Zine. He thought to himself, I want to become an academic. But he realized that being an academic, you can only make so much of a mark on the planet. So he decides, you know what? I love studying. I love education. I love learning. But I'm going to go ahead. Z, I'm going to sell out. I'm going to get a job at Apple. So he gets a job at Apple. And he works on the eWorld project, which was Apple's attempt to create one of the first social media networks. eWorld was acquired by America Online in 1996. And so Reid Hoffman went to work at Fujitsu. And then he decided to leave the company and start his own company called SocialNet.com, which many people believe to be the first social media website. Now, the problem, Z, is it was 7 or 8 years before there was a trend of social media.
Yeah.
And so nobody really liked it. And so after about 4 years, he decided to kind of bail out of SocialNet. He went on to join the PayPal team. And at PayPal, he worked on the board. And he helped grow that company to make it very, very successful. And when PayPal was purchased, basically it was the company sold out. He decided, you know what I'm going to do? After taking, I'm going to start my own thing. So he starts LinkedIn. And Z, he grew LinkedIn to the point where LinkedIn was sold for $26 billion of cash to Microsoft. Wow. And now he's a partner with Greylock Partners, the venture capital fund that's funded Airbnb and GoFundMe and Instagram and Facebook and Pandora. He's doing well. And see, he has these kind of notable quotables that he's legendary for giving entrepreneurial advice that's sort of counterintuitive. So I'm going to read the first one. I'd like to get your take on his notable quotable from Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn and one of the early partners and founders of PayPal. He says, most people are wrong about what's going to be great, and that's why you have to have a hypothesis, and you have to get it to market and test it as soon as possible. See, I think a lot of people don't want to market something until it's perfect, but Reid is saying, no, you're probably wrong. You should start marketing it as soon as possible. Why is that sort of the entrepreneurial mantra, to market before it's perfect?
Man, you got to fake it before you make it, you know? You got to get that thing out there to prove he's absolutely right. A hypothesis is, you know what? I think this dog will hunt. I think this product will be wanted. I think this service will be accepted. I think people will actually pay me money for this widget, whatever it is, right? And the quicker you find whether they want it or not, then it's called wasting time.
You were one of the first kind of people in Tulsa to introduce LASIK surgery, I believe, back in the day. Am I correct?
Well, I wasn't one of the first to do it, but...
Were you an early adopter?
I was
an early...
One of the best.
I was a fairly early adopter to it, yeah.
So when you started... I want to get your take on this, because do you still do LASIK there, Dr. Z?
No, we don't any longer.
But you guys, you gave her a whirl.
Yeah, we did it up until the kind of the crash, and then no one was really doing elective surgery, so now, you know, my surgeon went on to another area, another state.
I want to get your take on this because you ran very, very aggressive ads for LASIK surgery, if I remember right.
Yes.
And
I ticked everybody off.
But you had the idea, we're going to offer LASIK surgery, but you sort of really were aggressive with that marketing early on.
Correct.
I think there's somebody listening to today's show who's being kind of passive with that marketing. And I want to get into why it's so important to put a bias on sales and marketing to grow a company.
Attend the world's best business workshop led by America's number one business coach for free by subscribing on iTunes and leaving us an objective review. Claim your tickets by emailing us proof that you did it and your contact information to info@thrivetimeshow.com.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to the conversation. Today we're breaking down the notable quotables of Mr. Reid Hoffman. Who's Reid Hoffman? He's the guy who helped. He's one of the initial founders of PayPal. You've probably heard of Elon Musk, the guy behind SpaceX, the guy behind Tesla. You've probably heard of Peter Thiel. He's the guy who helped launch one of the first investors into Facebook. Well, these guys, Peter Thiel, Elon Musk and Reid Hoffman, Z, they were all part of like a dream team in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And they all teamed up to launch PayPal. After PayPal was sold, they ended up being known as the PayPal Mafia because they all went on to have a major, major level of success, all of which are billionaires today. Reid Hoffman in 2016 sold LinkedIn for $26 billion.
Can you imagine that? $26 billion.
In cash.
Yeah, that's cash. I wonder if they just brought, you know, truck after truck after truck. I
would like that in quarters.
Quarters, nickels and dimes.
Nickels and dimes. I want to keep.
Small and marked bills, you know, non-sequential, if you know what I mean.
Have I ever told you the Steve Currington about keeping large amounts of cash? Have I told you the story?
No.
He's shared this with me before. I would love to get him sometime on the air to share this because it's hilarious. He decided he had some goal in his life to have a certain amount of cash on hand, like actual cash. So I guess he would just keep putting it into like the safety security, what do you call it? The safety box.
Security box?
The security box. Yeah. He just kept putting it in there. And then he had like a pretty large sum. And so he realized, gosh, I can live my dream. I can go to the place, the bank, and I can get it out of my security box. So he goes out of there and he pulls it out and it's all like with rubber bands on it. And he's like, I started to feel like I was part of like a heist. And I realized that if I lost this duffel bag of money, it wouldn't be worth the trade-off of how I feel, how cool I feel right now. So I started to feel like anxiety over having this much cash.
Yes. How much was it? Did he ever tell you?
I'd have to ask him because I don't want to get it wrong. I think it was $100,000, but he had it like in cash, and he just said, I never had that much cash. He thought it would be so cool to have it in cash. But then once he had it, the anxiety of having that much money in cash apparently turned out to be pretty stressful because what if I catch on fire? I mean, just starting to think about these things.
If so, I combust.
Well, Reid Hoffman, he gives us a lot of advice, and I want to have Dr. Z and Paul Hood and Eric Chep break it down. So he says, again, this is big. He says, most people are wrong about what's going to be great. That's why you have to have a hypothesis, and you have to get it to market and test it as soon as possible. And so I think back, Z, to when you were introducing Tulsa to your LASIK eye surgery that you offered years ago. And you marketed that thing, baby. I mean, you thought it was a good move, but you went all in with that marketing. Can you talk to me about what it means to be all out in marketing and maybe some times in your career where you've really gone out there with that marketing?
Well, I tell you what, it's, you know, as I've said before on other podcasts and other radio shows that, you know, to me, marketing is the gas pedal for your business. And if your car is just sitting there going nowhere, it helps to kind of press on the gas pedal just a little bit, you know? I mean, especially if you have a real fancy car like Paul does, you know, that, you know, a McLaren or something real.
I think it has a gas
snazzy
button.
Yeah. And it probably, so technology, it does, he probably has to just think to go fast and it just goes. But you have to be able to press on that gas, i.e. market. And it breaks my heart when people, I talk to them and they've started a business and I say, well, how much are you marketing? Well, I can't afford to do that.
Well, I can't afford to market right now.
I can't afford to do that. And yes, you know, having reviews and having people go out there and word of mouth is a very strong way to do it. And a lot of people think that's how they're going to build their business. But if you don't have anybody out there that hasn't been into your place yet, you don't have any of that going on. So you have to start with marketing. And I was very aggressive with my LASIK. I had a billboard. Oh, I still have a little copy of it. I had a billboard, and this really, really made my competition irate. And it said LASIK $1. Call.
Did you say irate on purpose?
Yeah, irate. Irate. Yes.
You see,
yes,
there's some
of course I meant that.
Yeah, right. That's
a little. But the phones were ringing off the hook. And it was a no-brainer. People just couldn't stand it. They had to know what was the deal, what was the catch, what was going on. Is this for real? Is this a misprint? Did they put up the wrong billboard? Did they leave some numbers off of it? I mean, it was really fun. I mean, we almost had to. I think we burned phone lines. I mean, it was just a ring, 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 ring.
Well, awesome. Henry Ford, if he were here to pile on, he would say a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save money. Time.
I love that one.
That's good. That's real good.
So let's think about this real quick. Paul Hood with Hood CPAs. You are an accountant. Yes,
I am.
But you're also, you have to be a marketer or you're going to be unemployed.
That's exactly right.
I know a lot of accountants in town who don't have a lot of clients. Yeah. I don't know a lot of attorneys in town who don't have a lot of clients. I see a lot of people that are very educated who are not good at marketing. Can you talk to me about the balance of marketing Hood CPAs and then also being an accountant?
Yeah, sure, Clay. You know, I don't know if you thought about this or not, but
None of us have an expiration date, but we're all going to expire. And
what?
So, yeah.
What?
So when you have a
you're
going to
live forever.
Base, yeah. Well, I might. But
that's my plan.
Yeah.
It's working so far.
That's right. But you know, we have a tendency, at least in the service business, that we lose clients. You know, they die and things, or they move off. And so you have to continually do that. And Dr. Z, you know, and Clay, you know, you guys talk about marketing and trying to come up with a new line, you know, a product, or you test your product. I think that there's really no such thing as bad marketing. Even if it's a product doesn't work, you're still getting your name out there. It's top of mind. And I was telling you, Clay, earlier today that you've convinced me. You know, we got a contact off our website from somebody in Florida that wants us to do their work.
I will say this, because this is something I don't think people grasp this. I'm going to pull it up right now so you as a listener can see this. And I want you as a listener to Google search this with me, please. Please Google search the phrase carpet cleaning quotes. Just go ahead and Google that phrase. And when you find that OxyFresh has 127,000 reviews, then what I want you to do is I want you to copy that web address and go to spyfoo.com. Chip, I might be losing somebody, but we're going to go to spy. How do you spell it, Chip?
S-P-Y-F-U.
Watch your mouth, Chip. All right, so we're going to go to
spyfoo.com.
When you go there, you're going to discover OxyFresh has 203,000 original visitors to the website every month as a result of having that. Now, I want to make sure you're getting this. If you're listening today and you get your business to 1,000 reviews, you will get what's called the authority link, which means that Google will make you top in almost every search within your 90-mile radius. Do you get that?
It's huge. It's worth so much money. That's what you're missing out on, is money.
So one of the clients I work with, Dr. Edwards, he is a functional medicine doctor. He has a company called Revolution Health. And I am not exaggerating. He has men and women that will travel from a 4-to-5-state area to see him, because they are convinced that he is the best because they've read real reviews from his real clients. And I'm telling you, back in the day, word of mouth was the biggest driver of growth. Now, it's word of reviews.
Right.
And Chuck, you see it with your clients all the time.
All of them, from mechanics to chiropractors to just any trade that you have. If you deal with strictly professionals, your attorney, he's a client of ours, right? Wes Carter.
Yes.
With Winners and King, he got some startup guys were sitting in front of him. Hey, how'd you hear about us? Decade of experience, 60 years total. Oh, you guys had good Google reviews. He's like, come on.
Man.
It's everyone.
Now, when we come back from the break, Reid Hoffman is really passionate about everybody surrounding themselves with smart people. Reid Hoffman believes that you will become wiser if you surround yourself with smart people. Z, do you kind of agree with this idea? Are you kind of on the fence here?
I will let you know after the break. Ooh. I'm very passionate about my answer, but I'm gonna come back.
Stay tuned.